pick the time, settle, discovering or cultivating a wholesome way of relating to the body sitting, relating to the breathing process, relating with wisdom and kindness to any mood or movement of emotion, and qualities of the body or mind. Their willingness to let the energies of the body and mind be what they are and move in the ways they are ready to move now. Noticing how the mind is showing up, noticing any of the habitual baggage like having an idea that I'm not good at meditating, I don't know what I'm doing. How those habits affect now how the mind is relating to the present moment, to the body, to the breath, to thoughts. I wonder whether or not there is a quality of the mind or heart that is able to be clearly present, willing to be touched by what's here now. Not afraid to be open. Not afraid to allow whatever's moving to move, whatever feels stuck to be that way. So it's not quite right to think of our practice of relating wholesomely as just being perceptive. The assertive piece is a deep and resonant intention to understand. Receptivity, the willingness to show up and be touched, be moved, be vulnerable, is what allows for this powerful arising of understanding. Oh, this is how it is. And it's that understanding that manifests as compassion. There's no care, no love without understanding. Having a beautiful moment with another person, or with a community, a family, is really no different than right now being receptive and allowing this powerful understanding, or understanding the rightness of the way it is now, the lawfulness, it's the deepening of the understanding, the wisdom that allows the heart to be more receptive to the body, to the breath, to the mental activity. The more clear and open the heart, the deeper the wisdom that arises, that understands. The deeper the wisdom, the deeper the release of the heart, putting down any need to control or fix or tighten up at all. Do a reflection on reconciliation now for the last 15 minutes or so. So I'm going to be bringing to mind different kinds of relationships. And then allow your own specific memories to come to mind, or you might bring to mind other relationships involving other people that you know about. And then quite naturally, you might feel moved to offer forgiveness or to receive forgiveness. Quite naturally, you might just repeat a few compassion phrases as you become sensitive to what you see as somebody's suffering or your own suffering. We might have feelings of appreciation, mudita, as you intuit or sense somebody's healing, your own healing, or somebody else's healing. So the first relationship to bring to mind, may all mothers and sons be reconciled. See what comes to mind as you reflect on all mothers, all sons, the inevitable conflict that might have arisen, either in your own life or one relationship between a mother and son that you know about. With each of these categories of relationships, just a sense of how inevitable it is for a conflict or difficulty to arise between mothers and sons. Confusion, misunderstanding of each other's needs. Whether you're personally involved in the memory or the thoughts that are coming up or not, can visualize a reconciliation or even just the intention that whatever it is that's unresolved, find a way to unwind, to release. May all mothers and sons be reconciled. I'll just keep moving through the list, but you can spend more time on any particular category that's relevant to you, or come up with your own categories. The next is, may all mothers and daughters be reconciled. So just see what comes to mind. May all mothers and daughters be reconciled. Some intuitive sense of the healing that's possible in relationships between mothers and daughters. While understanding can arise, forgiveness can arise, acceptance, patience can arise. May all fathers and sons be reconciled. Allowing the heart to bring to mind the deepest degree of reconciliation that can be imagined between all fathers and sons. Fathers and sons be reconciled. May all fathers and daughters be reconciled. And remember, if you're bringing to mind a particular or personal experience, it's okay if the other person has died. Reconciliation can still happen. Anything that's undone, unfinished, can still be resolved. May all fathers and daughters be reconciled. May all sisters and brothers be reconciled. We're allowing the heart to contemplate what that might feel or look like for the deepest kind of reconciliation between brothers and sisters. Brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters. So any way that family members allowing the mind to imagine the deepest kind of healing between siblings, your own or others. Not afraid to imagine the deepest kind of healing, reconciliation. May all partners, all husbands and wives be reconciled. All lovers. Beings and committed relationships. So we're imagining that whatever might be in the way of real intimacy, real love and joy, good feelings for each other, whatever might be in the way, we imagine the healing of that or the going beyond that obstacle. So it might even be as simple as imagining together acknowledging what hasn't been acknowledged, being truthful, or asking for forgiveness, or forgiving the other. Again, it can be your own relationship, or you could be bringing to mind somebody else's partnership, marriage. May husbands and wives, partners, lovers be reconciled. May all family members be reconciled, or even beyond the immediate family. Any unfinished business, any old pain or disappointment. May all family members be reconciled. employees and employers be reconciled. Really rely on the confidence in the heart that any conflict, no matter how deeply entrenched, that it is possible for it to unwind, for healing to take place. May all employees, employers, reconcile. May all community members be reconciled. You can just allow yourself to bring to mind different communities you felt part of. Just see what comes to mind, places where there's some unfinished business, some hurt. May all community members be reconciled. May all community members be reconciled. May all friends be reconciled. May all friends be reconciled. May all men and women and people who don't use that binary gender, may all these beings however they see or understand their gender, may we all be reconciled. So any pain or confusion, unfinished business, charge in this part of our lives, imagine it all being reconciled. May all religions be reconciled. All the fear and mistrust and conflict around religious beliefs, may all this pain and confusion be reconciled. However you bring it to mind. Imagining a very deep and true acceptance, tolerance, mutual interest, or however you might envision a reconciliation. May all religions be reconciled. May all races be reconciled. We need to look at the difference of color, also ethnic, cultural backgrounds, the difference there. May all the conflict, all the pain, the trauma, historical trauma, around difference, racial, ethnic difference, may all of this be reconciled. So bring some aspect of that to mind. Allow the imagination to imagine the healing and reconciliation of that pain. May all peoples be reconciled. The old with the young with the old. Wealthy, those without power, without wealth. The educated, the less educated. May all people be reconciled. May all creatures, all beings, be reconciled. Humans with the other non-human animals. Animals with other animals. May all creatures, all beings, those seen, those unseen, may be reconciled. Reconciling with the wild animals and the domesticated animals. Imagining the kind of healing that's possible. Be reconciled.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.